Alana's eyes went wide.
Alone?
She gasped, looking up from the cockpit captain's seat.
Have you guys gone Barvy? I'm 8.
So?
Han shrugged.
When I was your age...
Han, Leia shook her head. You don't need to give her any ideas. Han scowled.
Come on, she'd never.
She might, Leia insisted. Just tell her when we'll be back. Han sighed. He looked back to Alana.
We don't know when we'll be back. It could be a while.
A disbelieving expression came to Alana's eyes.
Like an hour?
Longer, Leia said.
A day?
Longer,
Han said. Alana's jaw dropped.
A week?
Yeah,
Han said.
More like a week.
Maybe even longer, Leia said. It's hard to be sure, so don't be worried if we're not back, all right? Alana looked back and forth between them, then began to giggle.
Good one. You guys really fooled me.
Leia dropped to her haunches and took Alana's hands. Sweetheart, your grandfather and I have to find Luke and Ben. They need our help, and their lives may be in danger. So we're counting on you to stay aboard the Falcon and keep yourself and the ship safe. Can you do that? Alana's face grew serious.
You're not kidding, are you?
Han shook his head.
Not in the slightest, kid. Think you can handle this?
Alana scowled at him.
Of course I can. What do you think I am? A kid?
Yeah, but a pretty darn tough one,
Han answered. He glanced out the cockpit canopy at a small Batag needle ship resting on its struts about 50 meters away. Standing beneath it, pretending to work on a stuck cargo hatch, was a tall, dark-haired man in an expensive Electrotex jumpsuit. A Jedi Knight, named simply Zek.
Still, you and Angie are going to be on your own here, so stay aboard the Falcon. Keep everything locked up tight, and don't let any strangers aboard. Got it?
Alana gave him a crisp salute.
Got it, Captain.
All right, then.
Han continued to look out the canopy, this time at a pair of airspeeders that were crossing toward the Falcon.
It looks like Tarth finally has everything ready. Time for us to go.
He leaned down to give Alana, who was seated in the captain's seat, a kiss, then waited as Leia did the same.
Do as 3PO says, Leia instructed, and call us on the comlink if you have any problems.
Grandma, I've got it,
Alana said, waving them toward the back of the flight deck.
Now go save Uncle Luke and Ben.
Han took Leia's hand and led her down the corridor.
Come on, Grandma. Can't you tell when we're not needed?